started into this. So we've got the whole board here. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be running the beginning of the meeting here. We currently don't have any officers, and so the first order of business is going to be the election of officers. And so until we get to that that agenda item to get the officers in place, I'm going to get the meeting started. And so with that, I would like to call the January 22nd, 2024. Oh, are we ready to go, Annette? I should check with you first.
Yes, we're ready to go. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Annette. Not practiced at this. So I'd like to call the January 22, 2024 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. So with that, we'll do the roll call. The board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, please respond here when I call your name. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Kimmy.
Here.
City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Godsey.
Here.
City of Sherwood, Commissioner Mays.
Here.
City of Tigard, Commissioner Singh.
Here.
City of Wilsonville, Commissioner Dunwell.
Here.
TVWD, Commissioner Doan.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. All other attendance will be recorded using the Microsoft participant list.
Great. Thank you, Annette. And so with that, we'll get into the business agenda items that I mentioned is election of officers. And so first, my little bit of a staff report to get into is the first order of business as required by the WIF IGA is to elect officers, as this is our first meeting of the calendar year. At the January 2022 meeting, the WIF board agreed to adopt an informal rotation of officer positions to make our board operations more predictable. This chart, if you can click onto the next slide here. Thank you. This chart shows the rotation so that if we were to stick with it, the Beaverton rep, Councillor Hartmeyer Prigg, would be our chair, and the Hillsborough rep, Commissioner Godsey, would be our vice chair. And so that would be my recommendation, just to keep things predictable. But with that, I would like to state that the floor is now open for election of officers for the WIF Commission for the calendar year of 2024. Do I have a nomination for the board chair? As a reminder, please state your name prior to making the nomination.
Hi, this is Commissioner Edward Kimmy from Beaverton. I'd like to nominate Commissioner Hartmeyer Prigg for the chair position.
Thank you, Commissioner Kimmy. Do I have a motion and a second for our Councillor Hartmeyer Prigg to serve as the board chair for calendar year 2024? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
Commissioner Godsey, I second.
Okay, with that, the board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, please say aye or nay after I call your city. City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsborough?
Aye.
City of Sherwood?
Aye.
City of Tigard?
Aye.
City of Wilsonville?
Aye.
TVWD?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, so the motion passes. Thank you, everyone. So with that, now do I have a nomination for the board vice chair? As a reminder, please state your name prior to making the nomination.
Yes, Commissioner Godsey, I'll nominate myself.
Thank you, Commissioner Godsey. Take that as a motion and a second for Commissioner Godsey to serve as the vice chair. Do I have a motion and a second for Commissioner Godsey to serve as vice chair for calendar year 2024? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for the action item.
This is Jim Dowd, so moved.
Commissioner Mays, second.
Great, thank you for the motion and second. So the board recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, please respond aye or nay when I call your city. City of Beaverton?
Aye.
City of Hillsborough?
Aye.
City of Sherwood?
Aye.
City of Tigard?
Aye.
City of Wilsonville?
Aye.
And TVWD?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, the motion passes. Thank you, everyone, for making that so simple and predictable. So with that, we're actually going to pass the gavel to Commissioner Godsey. He's the named representative of our officers. And so with that, the meeting is yours, Commissioner Godsey.
Okay, thank you. First on the agenda is the General Manager's Report. Mr. Kraska will present the report.
Okay, thank you. Now, Vice Chair Commissioner Godsey, and good evening, Commissioners. So this report provides an overview of the current activities in the WIF Commission, the work efforts under the direction of the Commission. Start with our financial procedures update. Staff have been working with FCS Group since February of 2023 to develop WIF and WWSS financial procedures. The Finance Committee will meet for the final two workshops in January 2024, February 2021, to discuss the topics of allocation of operation and maintenance expenses, capital improvement plan costs, and allowances for working capital. Then FCS will produce a summary report of all decisions made, which will be brought to the WIF Management Committee for review prior to presentation to the WIF Commission Board for approval sometime in 2024. Next up is the thermal trading plan update. In April of 2021, Water Watch filed a petition for judicial review of with the Multnomah County Circuit Court on Oregon Department of Environmental Quality's approval of the Willamette Water Supply System's thermal trading plan. In June of 2021, WWSS filed motion to intervene, which was granted, and WWSS became a party to the case. The trial dates are set for January 16 through 24 of 2024. So if you think closely, that would be right now is when this trial would be taking place. But as we all know, the severe weather that occurred last week put all of this aside. And so there is will be a new date scheduled for this trial, but it has not been scheduled yet. And I'll report back to you when I have that information. So next up is our Willamette Intake Facilities Insurance Renewal. The 2024 renewal of the WIF Property and Casualty Insurance has been completed, and the new policy took place on January 1, 2024. There are minimal changes in the coverage, and the premium was $31,037, which is about a 16% increase over last year. Next up is the quarterly financial reports. Task 4C of the annual work plan requires the managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WIF Commission Board. Attached to this general manager's report is the quarterly financial statements for the period ending December 31, 2023. And as we have in prior years, we're operating below budget and continue to do so. Next up is acceptance of the financial statements and the reports of the independent auditor. One consent agenda item for today's meeting is to consider accepting by motion the financial statements for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2023, and the report of the independent auditor. As the managing agency, TVWD prepared the WIF Commission's financial statements for fiscal year ending June 30, 2023. Moss Adams LLP, the WIF Commission's independent auditor, has completed its audit of these financial statements. Moss Adams has provided an unmodified opinion of the WIF Commission's financial statements. An unmodified opinion is commonly referred to as a clean audit. Acceptance of the financial statements and the report of the independent auditor by the WIF Commission Board validates the filing of the financial statements with the Oregon Secretary of State as required by Oregon law. And as I mentioned, that's on the consent agenda for tonight. And then finally, in-person meetings. The WIF Commission Board has been meeting remotely for obvious reasons since April of 2020. Some governmental bodies have returned to meeting in person or holding hybrid meetings. Staff requests the board preferences for returning to meeting in person. If the board is interested in meeting in person for all meetings or just occasionally or holding hybrid meetings, staff will evaluate the logistics and present a transition plan at the April board meeting. So with that, I'd like to pause for a second and see if there's any strong preferences from this board on just if there's any interest in changing from meeting remotely to meeting in person.
Commissioner Mays, I'm good doing this.
Commissioner Godsey, remote is fine with me, but I'll go with whatever the general opinion is.
This is Jim Doan. I have Parkinson's disease and cannot drive at night. So if we decide to meet in person, I'll just take a lift there, so it won't impact us really at all.
Commissioner Kimmy here. I prefer online.
Commissioner Dunwell, I'm fine with online.
This is Commissioner Singh. I prefer online.
Okay. That was the input I needed. We will stay with online or remote meetings for now, and that's it. So that concludes the general management's report. Unless there's any questions, I'm done with the report.
Seeing no hands come up, no questions, I assume at this point. We're under public comment. I understand there may not be any, but public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Ms. Reams, do you have any people who would care to comment?
No requests this evening.
Okay, thank you. As a reminder, Ms. Reams is monitoring the chat feature for any future requests. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. We have two items: approve the April 24th, 2023 meeting minutes, and accept the item B, accept the financial statements and report of independent auditor for the fiscal year ended on June 30th, 2023. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second.
This is Commissioner Dunwell. I move to approve the consent agenda as read.
This is Tiger City Councilor Jairaj Singh. I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion now. Board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton.
Aye. Yes.
City of Hillsborough.
Aye.
City of Sherwood.
Aye.
City of Tigard.
Aye.
City of Wilsonville.
Aye.
And TVWD.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion passes. We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is information items. Mr. Kraska will present a staff report on managing agency performance review. Following the staff report, will be time for questions.
Great. Thank you again, Vice Chair Godsey, and good evening again, Commissioners. So let me just begin by TVWD has been performing as the managing agency for the WIF Commission since its beginning back in 2018. Section 5.4 of the WIF IGA requires the management committee, the WIF management committee, to perform an annual performance review of the managing agency. So basically the management committee, consisting of representatives from each of the six entities, doing the performance review of TVWD's actions as the managing agency. So we went through that, and there's a report attached to the staff report that is that performance review. It evaluates the managing agency performance in 10 areas, all areas of the annual work plan, and also the budget performance, whether the managing agency performed its efforts within the approved budget, and also whether the managing agency is exhibiting the values desired by the WIF Commission. And what the management committee found is that in the last fiscal year, that the managing agency either met or exceeded the expectations in all 10 areas. Now, this might catch your attention that this is the first time this report has ever been brought to the board, because that was a bit of an oversight. This requirement in the IGA was a bit buried, and there was just an oversight that we did not notice this in the past. However, it was the management committee's observation that the managing agency's performance in the last fiscal year was consistent with prior fiscal years, and we've since addressed and corrected this oversight. And so you'll be seeing these types of reports. Essentially, the target is to do it at the October WIF board meeting each year going forward. And that's it. That's pretty much all I have to share. But if there's any questions about any of that or the attached report, I'd be glad to answer them at this time.
Any questions of Mr. Kraska? Seeing none, thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think you guys are doing a great job. So let's move on. Mr. Carlton will present a staff report on fiscal year 24-25 annual work plan and budget preparation.
Thank you, Chair Godsey. Good evening, commissioners. Next slide, please. So tonight, I'll be providing a brief update on our schedule for the annual work plan and budget process, as well as just highlighting some of the proposed changes in the current annual work plan. Next slide, please. This is just the budget calendar that comes right out of the IGA, and so the team strives to meet these dates each year. Where we're currently at for the current fiscal year, next slide, please, is as of January 15th, we have emailed out draft annual work plan and budget information to the operations and finance committees for their review. On the 17th, we had a joint committee where we reviewed those drafts and received recommendations from the committees. And then on March 15th, we'll be bringing the final annual work plan and budget to propose to the management committee for their review and recommendation. After that occurs, we'll be bringing it to this body on April 22nd for your adoption. Next slide, please. The annual work plan consists of these general tasks. These are the same tasks as have been in years past. Next slide, please. A couple proposed changes with the specific tasks is under general administration, we're going to be completing the emergency response plan in the current fiscal year, so there will be appropriations for that in the following year. And then we'll be implementing the source water protection plan starting in the next fiscal year as well. Under capital projects management, the Willamette intake facility portion of the raw water facility project has been completed. So there's no proposed capital outlay in the FY25 budget. However, we will continue to report on the construction activities that are occurring down in Wilsonville around the water, Willamette River Water Treatment Plant and the raw water facility intake structures. And then lastly, under Finance Committee Administration, as Dave Kraska mentioned during his management report, there's a financial procedures project that has been going on. We anticipate that work will be completed this fiscal year. There may be a few task items that spill over to the next fiscal year, but the portion that is being paid for by the Willamette Intake Facility has been fully invoiced in this current fiscal year, so there won't be any additional costs going into FY25. Next slide, please. With that, I'll happy to take any questions you have about the proposed annual work plan and budget for FY25 process.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Carlton? Seeing none, thank you very much for the report. We will move on to Mr. Kraska, and he will present a staff report on watershed protection, monitoring, and outreach plan.
Great. Thank you again, Vice Chair Godsey, and good evening again, Commissioners. We're flying through this meeting. I'll do whatever I can to keep that going. So what we have here tonight, let's go to the next slide, is an update on some progress that we've been making on some of the things that we've been trying to get done with the WIF mission, vision, values, and goals. Can we go to the next slide, please? There we go. All right. So the WIF itself is not a very interesting piece of infrastructure. It's an intake on the Willamette River, an intake pipe, and a concrete caisson on the riverbank. So, but what's more interesting about that is that it is our connection to the Willamette River for our potable water supply. And so with that, it's also representing the water supply for, in the future, will be hundreds of thousands of people. And it's really a place where the six entities here can get together and have a common mission. And that's what we did back in July of 2021, where the WIF board chose this mission, which is to responsibly secure a safe and reliable Willamette River drinking water supply for its communities, and with the vision to become a trusted steward of the Willamette River watershed. And so with that, it was a really good process that we went through, and we established what we called these three pillars to provide focus to the goals of the WIF Commission. The three pillars were water quality protection, water supply stewardship, and effective WIF operations. With regard to that first one, the water quality protection, one of the first goals or first tasks that we were given was to develop and maintain a source water protection plan. We all agreed that was necessary. And so we've been working on that for the last couple of years. And what we've been developing is the Watershed Protection Monitoring and Outreach Plan. And I'm going to give you a very brief summary of that tonight. We'll have a more in-depth presentation at the April meeting where we'll be asking for your approval of that document. So let's go to the next slide, please. So this source water protection plan includes all of these items here. It provides a really in-depth watershed history and priority areas, provides a discussion of water availability and source water quality, a risk of vulnerability assessment, watershed protection plan, priority areas and strategies, a watershed monitoring plan, a communication and outreach plan for all of the affected parties, and ultimately an implementation plan. All of that covered in this document. Next slide, please. So some focus areas of this very large document that's attached to the board packet here is the source water protection plan goals. And we wanted to identify key elements and provide a roadmap of activities to protect the source water quality of the Willamette River that we count on for our potable water supply, or at least part of our potable water supply for some of our communities. And the recommendations are in three groups here: our emergency response, the monitoring of the raw water quality, and outreach. Next slide, please. Regarding emergency response, what we're talking about there is planning and preparation for response to potential transportation and pipeline spills. So when we talk about transportation, think of like a bridge over the Willamette River, and something carrying something hazardous to the water quality in the Willamette River spilling as it crosses the bridge. When we talk about pipeline spills, think about a pipeline crossing the Willamette River, or even a storm drain draining a nearby area to the Willamette River. So where we have, where we need emergency response in these areas, in the report we have defined outreach to emergency response partners when such situations occur. We've developed response communications in those events, a development of SOPs, standard operating procedures, an emergency response team, and future tabletop exercises with partners. So essentially what we want to do is practice these events so that were they to occur, the staff already know how to basically address them in such situations. Next slide, please. The second one was monitoring recommendations. We're talking about raw water quality monitoring before it gets to our water treatment plants. And we're talking about monitoring for key parameters based on the following drivers. First is tracking baseline water quality. We want to know what's always in the Willamette River so we know essentially what not to worry about and where there are changes. And in terms of the risks that we've identified in this report for the Willamette River, we want to manage them from areas of concern identified in the risk analysis. And there's all of these areas of concern, including algal growth and cyanobacteria, petroleum spills that I mentioned on the prior slide, disinfection byproduct formation due to organics in the Willamette River, contamination from CAFOs. Now, I believe I'll get the acronym correct here. I think it's concentrated agricultural feed operations and septic systems in the Willamette River watershed and other agricultural runoff, essentially. And then from all of that, we will be screening also for contaminants of emerging concern, such as PFAS, which are in the news a lot. Going on to the next slide, the third area is outreach recommendations. Now, obviously, the areas that we serve, there's the Willamette River watershed is vast, and that's going to require a lot of communications with a lot of other entities outside of our service areas. And so we want to build our position as a regional leader and collaborator in source water protection. And so through this, convening groups of stakeholders to regularly build mutually beneficial relationships, promoting knowledge and data sharing of the things that we learn, engaging in legislative advocacy that matters to us, and also identifying funding opportunities and partners so that we're not paying for all of this on our own. All of that are key elements of the plan that we're going to be bringing to you at the April meeting. Next slide, please. And so the next steps that are underway is to finalize the cost estimates for monitoring options in the for implementation post fiscal year 25. Receive any comments from the management committee and the board of this report. Consider approval at the April board meeting, then begin implementation of the water quality monitoring and some additional outreach efforts in next fiscal year 25. And I think that's the end of my brief overview of this report. I think the next slide is just questions. Are there any questions about any of this? Be glad to take them. Seeing head shaking, no.
Questions? None?
This is Commissioner Dunwell. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. I know that as the pipe is being built and it's becoming much more visible to the general public, there are a lot more questions that are being asked. So I appreciate all of the efforts that are being put forward to really kind of think forward as we look at it as a group of commissioners of how we will deal with the public and in a future state, because I don't think most people think about their water. They think about it coming out of the tap until they start seeing some of the construction that's going on and realizing that it is coming out of the river.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for those comments. Anything else before we move on? Okay, Mr. Carey will present a staff report on legislative updates.
Good evening, Vice Chair Godsey, Commission members. As Dave Kraska said, we're going to keep flying here, so this is a relatively short report tonight. So your legislative update for the January WIF Commission Board meeting. The 2024 Oregon legislative session officially begins February 5th, so we haven't started that yet. We currently don't have any bills this time, but we're tracking any legislative concepts, and we'll be reviewing bills as they're released. So as a reminder, staff and the WIF Commission member agencies continue to be engaged with these activities through various coalitions. That would be the Oregon Water Utility Council, which is referred to as OWUC, League of Oregon Cities, LOC, and the Special Districts Association of Oregon, or SDAO. As I just mentioned, the session officially begins on February 5th. And as a reminder, this is a short session year, which is based on the even and odd number year sequencing, meaning even years are short sessions, odd years are long sessions. What that means is that this session can only last for a maximum of 35 days, and typically it produces far less bills than long sessions. So a little less for everyone to keep track of. As we just talked about, engagement efforts continue regarding water and wastewater industry concerns and priorities. While bills will only be introduced once the session's underway, some early legislative concepts, which are the precursors to actual bills, are actually being tracked. These include potential bills associated with county right-of-way fees when work is needed on a utility asset located in the public right-of-way, and invasive species control, both of which are likely to be of interest to WIF Commission member agencies. So last, more detailed information about bills will be shared with member agencies via the affiliate organization I just mentioned, OWUC, LOC, and SDAO during the session. So really our staff report tonight is just to encourage folks from these agencies, staff, you all commission members, if you're so interested, to stay engaged with these membership coalitions. There will be a lot of information coming out as these bills actually start to get introduced on the first part of February. So, and the final session outcome will be shared at the next WIP Commission meeting on April 22nd after the 2024 session has concluded. With that, that concludes my staff report tonight. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Carey. Sounds like another short year, but lots of things to come before the legislature, I'm sure.
Yeah, Vice Chair Gutz. Yeah, it goes fast and furious, so we'll keep track, and if stuff comes out, we'll be sure to make sure that everyone's aware of things that we're tracking. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if there's no questions from Mr. Carey, we'll move on. Seeing none, the next board meeting is scheduled for April 24th, 2023, via Microsoft Teams. The last item on the agenda is communications and non-agenda items. I don't think we have any scheduled, and I don't think anybody has tuned in to ask questions, so if there are no further questions or comments to come before the commission, we are adjourned.
Commissioner Dunwell, before you adjourn, could you just make a quick correction that the next board meeting is actually April 22nd, 2024?
Apologize that for Commissioner Godsey. We had it right on the slide here, but it was messed up on the script, so apologize.
Oh, sorry. Just reading, you know, not thinking about what I'm saying here. Thank you.
My fault.
Thank you for that correction. All right. Hearing no further comments, we are adjourned. Thank you all for attending. See you on the 22nd of April.
Thanks, everybody.